Funding for this program was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the financial support of viewers like you.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun.
That should do it. I'm going to explain how the pulley system works for the overnight mail. Would you give me that mail sack, please?
Harry, I'm sure your pulley system works, but I'm still going to have to spend the night here.
Wait and see how it works before you decide. Now, we're going to pretend this bag is full of mail. Fact. Now, the midnight special is going to come roaring through. It's going to hold out its mail. And... we'll pick it up and put it on this line. It'll run along here and go out there. And to be picked up by the Daybreak Express. All the work is done for you. You don't have to spend the night here.
Are you really going to spend the night here, Stacy?
Wow, that's neat. You never did that before. Where will you sleep?
In my sleeping bag.
I keep telling you, Stacy, you don't have to spend the night. My pulley system will switch the mail for you. You don't have to be here. It's all automatic.
What if the mail gets stuck in the middle? Oh, I know it probably won't, but what if it does? I want Shining Time to be the most dependable station on the line. So, I'm going to stay.
Well, if you're going to stay, I'll stay with you. I can't leave you here by yourself.
Are you going to sleep in pajamas?
Pajamas? No, I think I'll sleep in my clothes and then change in the morning.
You get to sleep in your clothes?
I still have to brush my teeth and wash my face.
Yes, but you get to sleep in your clothes.
I better go find my sleeping bag. I'll see you kids later.
Would you like to sleep here?
I don't know. Do you think it would be scary? You mean like ghosts and stuff?
Mom, I'm not afraid of ghosts.
Are you afraid of ghosts?
I found this in the lounge car on the express to Twiddly Junction. Some poor fellow must have forgotten it. Hello, you two. Gracious, you both look like you've seen a ghost.
I knew it was Mr. Conductor.
Me too, Mr. Conductor. Who else?
Of course it's me. Who did you think it was? Oh, I see. You saw that hat floating along, and you thought, dearie me, spooky wooky.
No.
Well, it would scare the dickens out of me if I saw a hat floating around the room.
Really?
I'd be leaping in the air and screaming my head off.
I was a little scared.
Me too.
Just a little?
I was pretty scared.
It was scary.
I was about to scream.
I was gonna run for the door.
Really? Well, you both certainly acted brave. You know what they always say, fuzzy things are hairy, but spooky things are scary. Which reminds me of a story, a scary joke that Percy played on Thomas. Come along and I'll tell you all about it. And every year on the date of the accident, it runs again as a warning to others. Plunging into the gap, shrieking like a lost soul. Percy, what are you talking about? The ghost train. Driver saw it last night. Where? Asked Thomas and Toby. He didn't say. Oh, it makes my wheels wobble to think of it. said Thomas. You're just a silly little engine. I'm not scared. Thomas didn't believe in your ghost, said Percy next morning. His driver laughed. Neither do I. It was only a pretend ghost story. Percy was disappointed. That evening, he came back from the harbor. Percy knew where he was, even in the dark. Crow's Farm Crossing. He shan't be long now. He liked running at night. Rails hummed and the signal lights shone green. But a broken cartload of lime lay ahead. Sam the farmer had just gone for help. Percy broke the cart to smithereens. Lime flew everywhere. He puffed quickly to the nearest signal box. Percy's driver explained what had happened. I'll see to it, said the signalman. But you'd better clean Percy, or people will think he's a ghost. Percy chuckled. Do let's pretend I'm a ghost and scare Thomas. That'll teach him to say I'm a silly little engine. Toby promised to help. Thomas was being oiled up for his evening train. Percy's had an accident, cried Toby. Poor engine, said Thomas. Botheration! That means I'll be late. They've cleared the line for you, but there's something worse. Out with it, Toby. I can't wait all evening. I've just seen something, said Toby. It looked like Percy's ghost. It said it was coming here to warn us. Huh! Who cares? Don't be frightened, Toby. I'll take care of you.
Peep! Peep! Pip, 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 peep! Let me in! Let me in!
Wailed Percy.
No, no! Not by the smoke of my chimney, Chim Chim! I'll chop and I'll pop! Break your door in!
Oh, dear, exclaimed Thomas. It's getting late. Oh, I'd no idea. Oh, I must find Annie and Clarabel. It was morning when Thomas returned. Where have you been? Asked Toby. Ah, well, said Thomas. I knew you'd be sad about Percy, and I didn't like to intrude. I slept in the freight shed and... Oh, sorry, can't stop. Got to see a coach about a train. Percy was none the worse for his adventure and was still enjoying himself enormously. He had heard everything. Well, 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 what do you know about that? Anyone would think, chuckled Toby, that our Thomas had just seen a ghost.
I think Thomas was silly to imagine that Percy was really a ghost.
Our imaginations usually fill up more at night than they do in the daytime, and Thomas certainly did that night.
Do you ever spend the night here, Mr. Conductor?
When I'm not out traveling in far-off lands, I sleep in my bunk bed right inside the switch house.
Do you sleep in your clothes?
Goodness, no. I have a lovely pair of brand new pajamas that have choo-choo trains all over them. Which reminds me, I must take them out of the dryer. I really love them when they're still warm. I'll see you later. Hats off to you.
Mr. Conductor sleeps here. And Simpson, how are you going to sleep here? Let's ask if we can sleep here.
Yeah.
Here at the station?
Yes, yes, please, can we?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, please, you'll be sleeping here. Grandpa will be sleeping here. Come on, it'll be fun.
Well, I'll tell you what. If it's okay with your parents, I guess it's okay with me, too.
Yay!
Wait a minute, that's not a yes yet.
Macy Jones?
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Wendy Brackman. Kids, come over here and say hello to Wendy. Wendy, this is Matt and Tanya.
Hi, Matt and Tanya.
Are you a magician or something?
Well, sometimes I feel like one.
Oh, well, Wendy's an old friend of mine, and she has a wonderful talent. She can make anything out of paper.
Including hats. But I love making masks.
Oh, would you show the kids?
Of course.
Listen, I'll go call your parents and see if you could spend the night.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Let's see, what kind of masks should we make?
Scary.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a scary one. Want to see another scary one?
Yeah.
I wonder if you can guess it while I'm cutting it out. Let's see. Here we go, cut number two.
Cut number three.
Here we go. Oh, yes, what kind of a face? A very scary face. Chilling to the bone. It's a cool. Let's finish up.
Yes, you can stay overnight.
Oh, great.
I'll go get you a couple of sleeping bags.
Terrific.
Wait, I can't wait.
Oh, and what do you two shorter than average people got to be so happy about?
We're going to spend the night at the station.
You're going to sleep here?
Yeah.
The two of you are going to sleep here?
Yep. Yeah.
For the entire night?
Yeah.
Aren't you scared?
No. Scared of what?
Of what? Of everything. Of the dark, of the boogeyman, of the guy with his head on backwards.
What guy who had his head on backwards?
The guy who used to scare the living daylights out of me. That's who the guy with his head on backwards.
Did you ever see him?
Not exactly, no.
I don't think there's a guy with the head on backwards. I think it's just your imagination.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Come on, let's go outside and play.
Kids nowadays, they're just not afraid as they should be, like I was. I would be scared to death to sleep here. Without any lights on, without my blankie, without my mommy. I know that this place is haunted. Why don't they? Genius time! Genius time! Maybe what they need is something to be afraid of. Crazy desk.
Different that night.
It
sure does.
How you kids doing? You ready for bed?
We're not sleepy.
I know the feeling. The railroad never sleeps. There's somebody doing something all the time. Yeah. Ah. I used to work nights. I couldn't sleep. Not when you're running the overnight train to Pelican Falls. Yeah. The signal would be green. The track straight to the river. And we'd go whizzing through those sleepy old towns. Giving a tug on the whistle every now and then in case a critter was wandering onto the track. No people around. They'd all be in their beds. I used to imagine people loved the sound of that whistle. Telling them the train was on time, mail's coming through, and they can sleep sound tonight. And that's what you two should be doing. Now, crawl in there.
We're still not sleepy.
Well, just shut your eyes and pretend you are. I'll be right there in my office.
Did you remember to brush your teeth?
Oh, Mr. Conductor, yes, we did. But we're still not sleepy. Please tell us a story.
You want a story?
Yes, but not a scary story.
Not a scary story? Then what about a hairy story? Well, actually, a woolly story. Are we all ready? In the summer, the wear crews cut the long grass along the tracks, raking it into heaps to dry in the sun. At this time of year, Percy stops where they have been cutting. The men load up his empty wagons, and he pulls them to the station. Toby then takes them to the hills for the farmers to feed their stock. Percy gave a ghostly whistle. Don't be frightened, Thomas, he laughed. It's only me. Your ugly phiz is enough to frighten anyone, said Thomas. You're like... ugly indeed. I'm... a green caterpillar with red stripes, continued Thomas firmly. You crawl like one, too. I don't. Who's been late every afternoon this week? It's the hay. I can't help that, said Thomas.
Time's time, and Sir Topham Hatt relies on me to keep it.
I can't if you crawl in the hay till all hours. Green caterpillar indeed, fumed Percy.
He set off to collect some hay to take to the harbour.
Everyone says I'm handsome, or at least nearly everyone. Anyway, my curves are better than Thomas's corners. Thomas says I'm always late, he grumbled. I'm never late, or at least only a few minutes. What's that to Thomas? He can always catch up time further on. All the same, he and his driver decided to start home early. Then came trouble. A crate of treacle was upset all over Percy. Percy was cross. He was still sticky when he puffed away. The wind was blowing fiercely. Look at that, exclaimed the driver. The wind caught the piled hay, tossing it up and over the track. The lion climbed here. Take a run at it, Percy, his driver advised. Percy gathered speed, but the hay made the rails slippery, and his wheels wouldn't grip. Time after time, he stalled with spinning wheels and had to wait till the line ahead was cleared before he could start again. Everyone was waiting. Thomas seethed impatiently. 10 minutes late, I warned him.
Passengers will complain. And Sir Topham Hatt.
Then they all saw Percy. They laughed and shouted. Sorry I'm late, Percy panted. Look what's crawled out of the hay, teased Thomas. What's wrong, asked Percy. Talk about hairy caterpillars, puffed Thomas. It's worth being late to have seen you. When Percy got home, his driver showed him what he looked like in a mirror. Bust my buffers! No wonder they all laughed. I'm just like a woolly bear. Please clean me before Toby comes,
But it was no good. Thomas told Toby all about it. Instead of talking about sensible things like playing ghosts, Thomas and Toby made jokes about woolly bear caterpillars and other creatures which crawl about in hay. They laughed a lot, but Percy thought they were really being very silly indeed. Percy was quite a sight. It was good it was daytime. At night, I don't know what they would have made of him. Now go to sleep, you two.
But we're still not sleepy.
Well, shut your eyes and pretend you are. Good night. Good night.
What was that?
What was what?
Did you hear something?
No.
What's the matter? Did you hear something?
Gee, I don't know.
Mysterious hand just dropped a nickel in the slot. Hey, 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 you guys, a mysterious hand just dropped a nickel in the slot.
What, huh? Who? Yeah, well, who's here?
Well, I suppose it wants us to play something.
Well, that's a good guess, Tex.
Well, thank you, Rex.
You're welcome, Tex.
So, let's all play something.
Say that.
I'll have a look.
I'll go with you. Kids, come on, go back to sleep now. It was probably just the wind knocked something over.
There was nothing over there. Maybe it came from the other side.
Ooh, Harry, the midnight special will be coming through soon.
And you'll see how my pulling system works with the mail. The man with the backwards head. No. I am the man with the head on backwards. I am the man with the head on.
Oh, it's a mysterious person again.
I do believe it was.
Were his clothes on backwards?
I do believe they were.
I'm getting real tired.
Me too.
Did you see how my pulley system took the mail from the midnight special and left it for the daybreak express?
Yes, it works. But I had to be here to make sure.
Hey, come on, you guys. How do you expect us kids to get any sleep?
Sorry.
Good night.
Far you go to a shining cloud.